Hi.
Hi.
All right, so now I am at a very, very recognizable spot that has a brand new name. We'll tell you more at Polo Polo Bistro Express.
Sure, yeah.
But first, this is Jill.
Hi.
And so Jill, tell me a little bit about you and how you got into culinary.
So my mom's best friend back in the day, you know, Martha Stewart was huge, and she would watch Martha Stewart all the time, and she would start doing like wedding cakes, and then she taught me how to do it. And then I figured, hey, I should go to culinary school maybe. So I went to culinary school in San Francisco. And then I came back home and started my culinary career at Indigo. And then I moved to Ocean Club. And then I was at Center Plate, and then I decided to do my own thing.
You had a restaurant that was kind of located near university.
It was.
And then it evolved.
So we were on Baratania Street. It was Holo Holo Bar and Grill. And then we shut down, and then we ended up, my friends had a place on campus at UH, and she asked me to take over, you know, for one semester, and it turned 7 years later, we're still there. But, you know, like, it started off with just myself and my partner, and now we have expanded a lot. So now we have a restaurant in Kalihi. We have two spots on campus at UH.
So tell me more about Holo Holo Bistro Express, because when I mentioned that this is an iconic location, it used to be Meg's. And of course, you know, some people are very sad when Meg's closed, but this is great.
Yeah, so we actually took some stuff from what we do at UH. So we do all grab and go at UH for our regular grill, and then we did kind of a hybrid here. So originally we just started off with just grab and go. Now we have a chef that is with us from Halikulani.
Oh.
So he'll work the grill, you know, like he comes with the menus. You know, we have really nice food in Kalihi, middle of Kalihi.
And it's kind of going along with the comfort food. You've got, you know, Portuguese sausage, eggs and rice,
yes.
And then you've got these huge musubis. And so tell me what we have here that we're going
to
try.
So today we have the carnitas bowl, Spanish rice, pico de gallo, shredded pork, black beans. And then we have the most popular here in Kalihi is the tegu noodle salad. So tegu, imitation crab, inari pockets, angel hair pasta, oriental dressing. And then we have some garlic chicken musubi, some of our pastry stuff, you know, like
the cookies, the brownies.
Yep. And then we have the minted gingerade.
Okay, well, let's start with the drinks.
Cheers.
Does it have Olena in it to make it ginger?
Sure.
Cheers. Cheers. And you guys also have different types of coffee.
Yeah,
like.
So this one is our vanilla macnut, cold brew.
Oh, that's nice and refreshing. I love that also you can tell everything is fresh. And I like when things are kind of healthier, but like, obviously it's not like
healthier,
super healthy,
yeah.
But. Oh my gosh, the flavor is excellent. And this is pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a woman that worked in the kitchen and you're also an entrepreneur, what kind of advice would you have for, you know, fellow entrepreneurs or fellow women?
Oh man, fellow women. I feel like I'm, you know, I'm on the spot here.
Cause it's hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
I think being in a male dominant industry, you have to be able to work with a lot of males, like, and not, you just have to...
And be strong.
Yeah, you have to be a strong female.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a definite. For kitchen, though, I mean, like, for opening a restaurant, it's really hard. Like, it really is. And to have to manage multiple ones, oh, Lord. Like, it really is. It's just, you know, I feel like I'm gray all over. That's why I have the hat on.
Yeah. So, like, what's your passion? Like, why do you keep doing it?
You have to love it. Like, you have to love what you do, and I do. I'd rather be in the kitchen than in the front. But you know, I do both. I mean, we both work. My partner and I both do both sides.
Mm.
He mostly takes care of the kitchen though.
Yeah. Aww. Well, very inspirational, and I feel like it's been an honor to kind of follow your journey, and I'm sure you're following my journey through life too. So go, girl power.
Yes.
So tell us when Holo Holo Bistro Express is open, and any other information people might need.
So we're open Monday through Saturday. So Monday through Friday, we're open 6 a.m. for breakfast, so 6 to 4, and then Saturdays we are open 8 to 2.
Awesome.